What do you get when you mix big deal comedians with real life calamities? Sounds like a joke, but Steve Carell and Jon Stewart are answering that question this week in their respective movies, Foxcatcher and Rosewater. We asked our film critic Bob Mondello how seriousness suits them.
You'll do a double take when you first see Steve Carell in Foxcatcher, maybe when you first hear him, too, talking to an Olympic wrestler he wants to impress.
Do you have any idea why I asked you to come here today?
No.
No.
Carell's adopted a putty nose and a flat vocal affect to play the black sheep of the enormously wealthy DuPont family circa 1988. He's pasty, heavy, awkward.
Some rich guy calls you on the phone. I want Mark Schultz to come visit me.
He flashes what he apparently intends as a pleasant smile.
Well, I'm a wrestling coach, and I have a deep love the sport of wrestling. And I wanted to speak with you about your future, about what you hope to achieve. What do you hope to achieve, Mark?
I want to be the best in the world.
The wrestler, played by Channing Tatum, is the younger of two Olympic medalists in his family. His brother Dave, played by Mark Ruffalo, has prospered since his Olympic win. Mark, who won later, stalled out quicker, and now, to escape his brother's shadow, he signs on with DuPont, who showers him with facilities, sparring partners, cocaine, and inspirational speeches that sound increasingly unhinged.
I am leading men. I am giving them a dream. And I am giving America hope.
A more astute man might realize his patron is, well, maybe nuts. But Mark isn't the sharpest tool in the shed and just gets himself and then his brother in deeper. Director Bennett Miller is no stranger to sports or personal eccentricity in his films, having directed both Moneyball and the biopic Capote. In Foxcatcher, he uses three superb performances to take us deep into a privileged world where the choreographed struggle of wrestling mixes toxically with the psychological struggles of familial disappointment. The film does not, or maybe cannot, explain the inexplicable, the acts of a mentally ill man, but it can make the plight of those in that man's orbit anguishing. You might expect anguish from Rosewater, a film drawn by Jon Stewart from BBC journalist Mazyar Bahari's book about surviving solitary confinement in an Iranian prison. But while the film can be unnerving as it details the dangers of reporting on opposition demonstrators after Iran's election,
you gotta get killed. Come on. You
have a it's also steeped in the sort of humor you'd expect from Stewart, who both wrote and directed. At one point, he even has actor Gael Garcia Bernal reenact a Daily Show interview, the real Bahari did in Tehran with Jason Jones.
As a spy, I'm just trying to figure out why your country is so terrifying.
Actually, Americans and Iranians have a lot of things in common more than they have differences.
What do I have in common with you?
What is the number one enemy of the United States?
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda is also the number one enemy of Iran. Al-Qaeda members say that if you kill an Iranian, you go to heaven and you get 72 virgins.
Well, they won't be virgins for too long, huh?
Funny to American ears, that little sketch becomes less funny when Bahari's thrown in prison 4 days after it airs and has to defend himself to an interrogator.
I am a journalist. That's it. Nothing more.
Just a journalist.
Yes.
Out comes the interrogator's computer.
As a spy, I'm just trying to figure out why your country is so terrifying.
So can you tell me why just journalists meet up with this American spy on the eve of the unrest?
He's not a spy.
He's not a spy?
No, it's a show.
It's a show?
A comedy show. It's stupid.
It's very stupid, yes.
He's a comedian pretending to be a spy.
So can you tell me why American pretending to be a spy had chosen to interview you?
Jon Stewart took several months off from Comedy Central to make this movie last year, and painful as that sabbatical may have been for fans, it turns out to have been worthwhile. Rosewater has an urgency that's all about the storytelling smarts of its first-time writer-director. It's also got first-rate acting, the nuance about media manipulation you'd expect from Stewart, and even cinematic grace notes, as when Bernal, in a burst of antic feeling after months of isolation, dances in his cell, remembering a Leonard Cohen song his sister played for him as a child. La, 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 la. Rosewater and Foxcatcher 2 could doubtless have been anchored by other talents. Their stories needn't have reached us, Tears of a Clown style, through Jon Stewart and Steve Carell. But the involvement of those comics proves a remarkable blessing, at least partly because it connects us to their sense of discovery. What could be more astonishing, after all, than being moved by those we look to for laughter? I'm Bob Mondello.